Hello, hello, and welcome to the Walk-In Session podcast. Maz Miller here. A disclaimer that I don't do disclaimers while I'm a psychologist. This is not therapy. You know the drill. Take what resonates with you, throw the rest out, grab your headphones, grab your shoes, and let's walk it out. Oh, lovely, lovely. Today we're going to talk about something that maybe you have considered as a strength, maybe you've heard about, maybe you've never heard about, but essentially the topic today is about being strong but tired and why we struggle to ask for help. Now, this topic is close to my heart because I believe that independence in our society is celebrated, which is fantastic, but there is the risk of swinging the other way and turning that into what we call hyper-independence. And hyper-independence is what I want to talk to you a little bit about. So I guess the best way to sort of put yourself or identify with hyper-independence is if you think about finding it hard to ask for help, like even if you're drowning, like you'd rather struggle on your own than let someone else step in. Now, that's what hyper-independence sort of is. So it is it's a strong need to do everything on your own and to do it all yourself. It is also a protective strategy. It's not a personality flaw, so let's point that out there. It's not, you're not stuck there. It is often a response, or it's rooted in some kind of lived experience that you've had, like previous trauma, betrayal, having to grow up too fast, any kind of situation that would have asked that hyper-independence of you. So it's not sort of just about being healthily independent and able to do things for yourself. It's the next level where it's taken to the extreme, where potential connection and support can get cut off as well. Now, why do we do it? I kind of touched on this a little bit. So it might be a past experience where you felt unsafe trusting others. It might be because you have trusted others to do things and they've let you down in a major way. It can be due to childhood environments where you were rewarded for being super self-sufficient, or it was necessary for the family maybe even to survive for you to step in and do that. It can be linked to a fear of vulnerability, rejection, feeling like a burden. And I guess above all, it's a little bit of a survival response. It's a kind of thought of, if I don't rely on anyone else, I can't be let down. I think that's probably the main thing that comes down. And it kind of reminds me that, you know, I've talked about fight or flight, freeze, fawn, all that kind of stuff in terms of our nervous system. And I feel like hyper-independence is linked to the fight mode, because you're like, right, well, this is happening. It's all chaos and nothing's working out and I'm going to take over and do it all myself. So remember, again, it's not a healthy level of independence. It's independence. It's one where no one else is helping and you're just completely burnt out. So in saying that, the way that it shows up, I'm going to mention sort of a few ways, is it might be in your relationships. So you might be refusing to help. You might be struggling with intimacy. You might be pushing people away because you've got to do it all. In your work, you might be overachieving. You might be chasing perfectionism. You might never delegate any work and sort of be a micromanager. In day-to-day life, you might feel isolated even when there's people around, because who cares? You're just relying on yourself, if that helps. So I guess a way that you can help yourself is, one, becoming really aware of what you're doing. I'm going to take a sip of water. Noticing situations, and when this pops up, maybe it's after you have after you feel let down, but the letdown in your nervous system feels way bigger than it needs to. So maybe the letdown feels like, see, the one time I've asked for help, I never get the help. So you're kind of doing that. I don't know if I've talked about this before, but there's a term in psychology called evidence gathering. where if you have a belief, and we all do, you've got lots of beliefs, part of doing any kind of self-help or therapy is uncovering the beliefs that are not helpful, or the schemas even that are not helpful. So if you hold a particular belief like, I can't rely on others, they always let me down, what you then tend to do is, you know, make your way around in this world and look for evidence that's linked to that, evidence that says, yeah, see, like, I can only rely on myself. See, they've let me down again. So it becomes this kind of black or white thinking. There's no in between. There's no, well, yeah, they did actually let me down this one time, but there's been another 10 times where they've helped. Like, it just becomes about that one way of thinking, if that makes sense. So remember, you're gathering evidence to say that people always let you down, but you're actually, while you're doing that, not gathering evidence that says, look, people always help and support me when I need them. So you kind of have your blinkers on and you completely dismiss that part of your life whenever it happens. And you stick to your narrative or your story or your belief that, see, I can only rely on myself. So step one is your awareness, right? Like, let's notice, when are we saying, ugh, it's all me? Like, when are we reacting that way? Is it when you feel vulnerable or stressed that you go, back to me, back to me, back to me? So that's step one. And then step two, I would say, small steps. So practicing asking for tiny bits of help, and practicing letting go of responsibilities that you have taken on along the way. Because if you're here, you've gathered plenty. You know, like, what have you taken on along the way? Have you decided that you're the only one that can vacuum the house because no one else gets it right? I'm just starting small, right? Have you decided that you're the only one that can cook a meal a certain way? Have you decided that you're the only one that can get certain things right? And as a result, you've just created more and more work for yourself. So it's kind of letting someone else step in and accepting also, because remember, this is linked to perfectionism, accepting that others won't do it perfectly, and why it will annoy the shit out of you, it's not going to be the be or end all. So it's a little bit of like two-way, this stuff that we're doing. We want to do the bit where we're taking action, but also prepare yourself for that distress tolerance, right? For that moment of, I finally let go of the vacuuming and now the house doesn't look perfect. I'm just sticking to that stupid example, sorry. Now the house doesn't look perfect, but you know what? I'm looking around and the floor's not perfect, but everyone else is okay. I'm okay. This is still okay. And maybe over time you'll adjust to everyone else's standards, and that might work or might not work. And then that's the next step to take. You can sit down and talk about what your needs are and how you like things, etc., etc. But like, let's just start, like I said, these small steps where you ask for help and you allow others to step in. I guess a word of warning there as well is that when you do this, when you start speaking up or asking for help, there'll be a lot of people around you that are used to you doing everything. So that could look a few different ways for you. So I just kind of want to put that out there, because I've seen, in therapy that people have done this and been all excited, and then it hasn't always been positive. So there might be people around you that are close to you that are comfortable with you just doing everything, or even just you accepting whatever. So when you start to say things like, okay, I'm just not doing it, and they're like, shit, why isn't this done? That can become a conflict or just a discussion. Or on the flip side, people are used to just accepting, I don't know, the bare minimum. So when you start to say, oh, like, thanks for that, but I actually, I don't know, hate the color purple, and I thought you knew that about me, or I may have never said that before. I don't know, it's such a silly example. I may have never said that before, but I would have preferred green. Do you still have the receipt for the shirt you bought me? I don't know. So they're all these little things, because remember, we're starting little and insignificant, and we're going to expand from that. We want you to get really, really good at the little things so that you can get much better at the bigger things. You might find also that people expect a reaction. If they're not in a healthy relationship around you, they might push your buttons, which, by the way, is toxic. So if you notice that that's happening, that's a whole nother conversation. But yeah, for now, I want you to do that and then journal about it. Like, let's self-reflect, as I'm going to create a worksheet for this episode. And by the way, I've been working very hard behind the scenes to create worksheets for every single one of these episodes. I'll tell you a little bit about that later. But journal about it so that you kind of remember, so that you're like, this is what I'm working on, these are the steps that I'm taking. And you can take note of these things and you can grow and expand. Of course, reframe it that maybe if your belief right now is that needing support is a weakness, or I can only rely on myself, you start to reframe that as, you know, needing support is not a weakness. It's part of being human, and I can rely on the good people in my life. So yeah, kind of, it's a little bit of processing of, you know, where's it come from? Why am I doing this? When has it served me? Because maybe you've gotten to a point in your life where this was really helpful and then life changed. Like, you may have had kids, you may have started your own business, you may have taken on a new role with extra responsibilities and you can't do it anymore. So whatever is happening in your season of life, like, take it as a healthy redirection, and this is not you not being superhuman, and you shouldn't be superhuman anyway. Like, you deserve support. You deserve for others to show up exactly the way that you show up for them. You deserve to be cared for. You deserve to be supported. You deserve to be checked in on. You do not have to be the only giver in your life. What's that saying? Don't set yourself on fire to keep other people warm. I think that's a really, really good one. Anyway, I'm going to give you a couple of closing reflections that you can tap into. And then I'll encourage you to go on our website and join the walking session crew. I haven't spoke. Let me do the closing reflection first, and then I'll talk about the crew. All right, here it is. Think about the last time you really needed help, but you stayed quiet. What stopped you, and what would it look like if you had asked for help, even in a small way, in that situation? How could have that panned out different? In a positive way. Even if you handled it well yourself, how could it have been better if you actually had extra support? All right, now I'm getting very excited, so I'm going to talk about our walking session crew. So what I've done, like I said, I've been working really hard behind the scenes, and it is essentially a space for you to jump into before, after, whatever. They're linked to these episodes. I am going in there and creating a little bit of a deep dive for further journaling and reflecting and food for thought. And my hope is that, you know, you've just been for a walk, or you've been moving your body while listening to this, and then while you're in the swing of things and this is fresh on your mind, you're going to sit down and download those extra prompts and reflections to go a little bit deeper and learn something else about yourself and do a little bit of growth. I've chucked in there also a Facebook group that I'm hoping grows over time, so that we can all share and, you know, be on this journey together. I have other plans for the space, but I think for now I'm just going to keep it simple and let's just see how we go. Let's just start there and see how we go. I do really think that movement and nature and taking a moment to reflect can change lives. So please, please take that moment and do something for you. One small step at a time, literally. Alrighty, I'll pop the website in. I'm having a little bit of trouble with the whole walkingsession.com or walkingsession.com.au. I have been .com.au for a long time, and I thought I'll change it to .com so people from all over feel more welcome, and then that's caused some trouble, some technical difficulties, so I might be reverting back. Either way, I am redirecting and making sure that both of those work, so jump to either of those, and yeah, I'll put the link in the bio and we can go from there. All right, until next time, please do that thing that everyone's telling me to tell people to do. Like, rate, whatever all those things are. Share, leave a review, DM me, let me know. And yeah, we will go from there. All right, catch you next time. Peace.